So many high school students opted out of standardized state tests this year that it's now causing problems for policymakers. As KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, now the Washington State Board of Education can't figure out what the passing scores should be for new tests.
More than half of the state's 11th graders skipped the new Common Core state tests in math and English language arts. And judging from their scores, it looks like a lot of kids who did take the tests didn't take them seriously. That matters because the state is phasing in the tests as new graduation requirements. The state had planned to calculate the passing grades on the new tests by comparing this first year's scores with the average scores from the previous state tests. But that didn't work. So many 11th graders blew off the test this year that the new data is all but worthless. State Board Member Holly Kuhn says that leaves two choices.
And those choices are bad and worse.
Choice number one, use this year's unusually low scores as the new standard. Choice two, guess what the average scores would be if students tried their hardest. But guessing too high could prevent thousands of students from graduating. In the end, the state board went with the lower cutoff scores, but promised to change them when they got better data in future years. Superintendent of Public Instruction Randy Dorn sits on the state board. He said he doesn't think the state should make kids pass these tests to graduate.
If I do X, then this happens to me, and we call that motivation. And that's fear motivation. We should have motivation that kids are learning because it helps me out in the world.
This fall's 11th graders will need to pass the new English language arts test to graduate. The math test kicks in 2 years later. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.